Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo.
As you may know, we got policies here, man.
Come on.
Anytime MC set to the mic, you gotta catch record for the rap. DJ Revolution, Carmelita, Sway of King Tech, and the wrath is coming down hard in the new millennium, C-Lo. You ain't been here yet.
I know something.
You forgot, you know. You ready?
Can I do a piece of water or something?
Yeah.
Turn my mic on.
Turn your mic on.
Hello.
Can you hear?
Yeah. In the beginning, there was none other than the original people, skin blackened from the sun. But somewhere along the line, I broke the laws of the divine and a curse placed on the soul of mine. Hell became the color of my face, feeling out of place amongst the people of my race. Filled with hate, I moved to a colder climate, intercourse with animals and raw flesh with AIDS. Filth and disease, sub-zero degrees, and Satan's blood in my veins didn't freeze. This hatred that I have for you, it runs deeper than your skin. I hate the one who put me in this position that I'm in, until I realize the powers of evil. Anything I have to do, I will. I steal, kill, and destroy. Went home to Africa looking for slaves to employ. Blue eyes and a smile was my only decoy. Snatch you up from your roots. What good is the spirit when I have this new invention that you brought you here and deceived you? I change and rearrange everything that you have ever believed true. My soul is cold as ice is. I sold you for prices. You were hung from trees for sacrifices. But through the blood, sweat, tears, and pain, God's spirit in y'all still remains, which is actually more than I got. But I have a mansion and a yacht. The plot is making you think that it's about what it's not. With precision, I tell you lies through television. This social religion wraps you up in materialism. How could you kill your own? Don't you see? You're learning to act just like me. But be more aware that the truth is there. I tell you all the time, but you even don't care. But not all of you. There are a few that get into themselves and books on shelves and learn something new. And once they know, they become so powerful. But many don't have the means nor the inspiration to go to school. And I know they hate it. But you can't get a decent job unless you're properly educated. But educated about what? It seems to me that thus far, you've only learned about who we are. Isn't that funny? You'll give a school all your money for what you think you need, but it's never guaranteed. The misled mislead you. Your faith has been broken, provoking you to do whatever will feed you. Well, I thought you could cook cocaine in plain plastic sacks to sell to your fellow blacks. But why the foundation of your people cracked? You try to resist, but I won't stop until you don't exist. You're strong, though. I give you that. But you must be stupid as hell to be that strong and still be where you at. And you still don't have a clue. I am who I am because of nerds like you.
Damn.
Piece of poetry.
Wow. That was like.
I try not to rhyme, but I try to have a point, so I did do something written.
Oh, you had a point.
That might go down. He got another one. I'm sure he does.
Good evening. It's 10:03 on a Wednesday night, and this is Sound Rock Farms, and I'm your host, George Beverly Jr., welcoming you to the program of this broadcast. If you don't know, this is one of the premier radio stations there is on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm gonna get started because there's a lot going on, a lot of moving pieces with this grand jury case, and I am not gonna hold it up. I'm going to get it started kicking. If you'd like to call in, you can call in at area code 347-989-1014. That's area code 347-989-1014. You can find me at george.mango.904. You can also find me at Twitter at soundoff 877-979-7413. You can also find me on signoffforums.com. If you'd like to call in, like I said before, area code 347-989-1014. If you'd like to come in the chat room is open now. You can come in and chat. But if you want to, actually say something, you have to log in because you can't do it by just a guess. And I just pray we don't get no silliness tonight, but get something real because this is a real issue for me. And I want to take it to the highest level in Jesus' name. So without any further ado, Ephesians 6:6-13, not with with eye service as a man pleasers, but the servant of Christ doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether be bond or free. And ye masters do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is the respect of the person with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take up on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand within every evil day, and having all done, stand, and let everyone say amen. This is, once again, broadcast on the documents from the Ferguson Grand Jury Part 2. You can look at tags from Ferguson, Missouri, to the grand jury indictment, to Darren Wilson and Michael Brown, as far as tags, and it's open to the public, it's visibly open to the public. So you don't have to worry about that. When we start talking about last night, when we stopped off, we saw that the testimony from Officer Wilson, that is the only testimony that we have heard, and we can't necessarily only go by him. And there's, like I said, there's over 40-something witnesses for me to go through, and I just can't go through all of it. Obviously, with the net of time that we have, there's, you know, every file has 215 plus documents. Like I said, so I'm going to hit the high points and the low points and just get a good feel for what's going on. Definitely the protesting are still going on, and I'm glad the protesting is still going on. I had to really guard myself today. Was just one of those days where emotions were high, anxiety was high, everything that you can think of was in full swing when it came to the whole Michael Brown case. And the thing that gets me is when, you know, they keep showing the stepfather talking about burn his mother down, burn it down, burn it, and then they want to say that he preempted everybody. I mean, everybody's got their viewpoint, everybody's got their thing, and there's no way they should be bringing this man, really talking about bringing this man to charges. I tell you, but, you know, Fox News has a definite Republican spin to it. It has a real conservative spin to it. And I don't watch it. And to see black people go on there, it just drives me crazy. But black people go on there and they got their side the way they think. And that that's them. I mean, that's how they feel. You always had the difference between the house niggas and the field niggas. And, hey, obviously we know, you know, don't bite the hand that feeds you, I guess, you know what I mean? But let's really think about this. You know what I'm saying? We talked about this, about the mark of the beast and what was going to be coming. Either you are for us or you are against us. And that's how it's going to go. I know you heard about those FEMA dots, the red and the yellow and the blue and what it stands for, what it represents. I heard this for the first time the other day, trying to get some confirmation on the dot. I don't want to put irrational or irrational, unfactual things out on the airways because it's all about the truth and all about factual. I have not yet found anything to link the two, but I'm still doing research on that. And however you feel about the Michael Brown case, you have to remember, we are all human. Now, if it was black kids going around white neighborhoods shooting things, the white people would get upset and they would retaliate. They would call the police. The police would come. Majority of the police in that precinct would reflect the people of that of that neighborhood. So if some blacks are killing each other, then black cops should be responding to the black situation. But if you look at Ferguson and you look at Los Angeles and you look at other different things, cities around the country, they do not reflect what is shown in their demographic, okay? So this is why the black people are upset. Black people are upset because they feel that the injustice of white superiority still exists. It feels unnecessary. Lives matter, they said. Hands up, don't shoot. And how can you deny that kind of stuff? You just can't. You can't deny it. You got to know that, hey, something is wrong, regardless if it's fabricated to the point where you say, oh, no, this can't be true. Why do people feel this way? Well, people are not just feeling that way just because they're feeling that way. Feeling that way because they have been subjected to or known someone or empathized with their race or outside the race or just as a human race, as a human being. You know, this includes whites who are you would call sympathetic to the black movement. And so when that happens, it's all about the human race rather than a black and white issue. And it's a beautiful thing to see when all sprinkles of the rainbow of the human race get together and say, you know, we are not having it no more. We're just not going to have it. So what we'll do is we'll go into witness. I'm waiting for my document to pull up. We'll go into witness number 10. And witness number 10, it's like I said, it's a 215 page documentation that I've seen. There's also a journal written by a witness. There's DNA analysis report. There's a toxicology report done on Officer Wilson. There's a crime lab report. There's a crime lab firearm evidence. There's crime lab control substance report. There's a supplemental narrative, and there's a summary sheet There's a narrative report. There's a microscopic 02, microscopic 01, demographic facts, face sheet. That would be interesting to look at. Documentation of kind of like the autopsy. And there are no, it doesn't really have, it doesn't have a facial face, doesn't have a face documentation to it. Okay, so we'll go and we'll actually do that witness. Okay. All right. So this right here is coming, and the witness 10 says this happened on August 11, 2014 at 11:39, Detective Blank, St. Louis County Police Department, Bureau of the Crime Against Persons. Detective Blank. So I'm just going to have to say detective, and there's two detectives. Now, the thing about the grand jury, the reason why they wanted the grand jury, from what CNN stated, was because they did not want persons did not want their name nor their face to be released to the public. So that is the reason why they went and did a grand jury. In grand juries, they hide those necessary things. If they would have had a trial, then the names would have came out, and also the faces and photos of that jury. So witnesses were protected, and the jury is being protected. So just so everybody know the difference between that grand jury and just the regular trial. That's why they wanted the trial so bad. They wanted to know witnesses and the names of witnesses and things like that, and also for justice. So detective, today is Monday the 11th, 2014. The time is 11:39 a.m. This is Detective Blank of the St. Louis County Police Department, Bureau of Crime Against Persons, Blank. Also present is Detective Blank from the Bureau of Crime Against Persons and are at the City of Ferguson, the Police Department, in the interview room with me, Mr. Ellipses. Would you say your name for the record, please? Detective Blank. Okay. And Blank, obviously you realize this is being recorded, correct? Detective Blank, correct. Detective Blank, okay. You're okay with that? Yes. Okay. This is the reference of the St. Louis St. Louis County complaint number 14-13984 and Ferguson Police Department complaint number 14-12391, which is in the accident that occurred on Kensfield Drive on August 11, 2014. I'm just going to get a little bit of information from you, okay? It is correct. Correct. Okay, I'll spell your name, your last name. Blank. What's your date of birth, sir? Is blank. And what's your at-home address? Blank. Yeah, that's where it's at. Blank, Missouri. He says, what's your cell phone number? My cell is blank. Yes. And your social security number is blank. Yes. Yes. Question mark. Yes. Okay. Your employment where? Blank. As a blank, yes. Okay, is this business address for that? Yeah, the address I don't know, and I am not sure. Okay, you know the phone number? Yes, it is blank. I know the location on blank. What part blank? Right where the industrial plants are at, where says get off of blank, your left, and get off of blank, wherever else blank. That's that on top of like the middle of the blank. Okay, just remember before this. So just right before you go down blank. Sure, by blank there is a blank. Yeah. Okay, you have the phone number is for employer 444 a ellipses a let me see if I can pull it up. Blank your middle initial. Okay. Thought to the officer, I'm okay. Okay, until we received the call of Ferguson saying that you were here and did what you did. Yes, voluntary. Okay. You come in here on your own? Yes. Who did you think, who talked to initially? I'm not sure. It was a police officer outside. Okay, what did he tell you? What office? I need to speak to someone about to ongoing investigation about what's happening what is happening at Kingfield with Mr. Brown. Now, let me remind you, these are their words. Secondly, this is all coming from being recorded and typed up. So there's a lot of pausing, a lot of ellipses, a lot of blanks. Because once again, this grand jury is not telling, they're not telling names, they're not telling addresses, they're not telling phone numbers, they're not telling anything that's personal in nature. So it is, if it seems like it's difficult to read, then you should try to read it yourself. It's gonna be that kind of thing. Also, if you'd like to follow on with me, you can go to www.cnn.com/interactive/11/US/Ferguson-grand-jury-document/index.html. That's once again at www.cnn.com/interactive/2014/11/US/Ferguson-grand-jury-. And that's my reference. This is where I'm getting all the documentation at right now. As I continue to read. Okay, so far that is, I'm amazed of the assortment. Yes, you are into the building, and then you want us for us. Is that right? Yes. Okay, with you please retail, and I'm going to set the recorder over there, a period. Would you please retail your account of a blank were present when this is happening or ellipses question mark. Yes. Detective, yes. Okay, would you retail the account on what took place? Okay, well, I was walking out and I was working at blank on the blank right where blank on it would be. I was facing the police car, would be facing towards, and the blank is on the right of the field in the big open field, and it is the blank right where the blank is at. So just so I understand what you're saying, Canfield apartment by in large running east and west, okay? If you were on traveling west and out of on Canfield, you would running to the West front. Okay. Before you run to West front. Correct. So that is the area in which they were working on. Yes, I was working on the blank if you were traveling east and going to Canfield blank. So, ellipses, the blank that, well, the blank considering you're going on to Canfield, it is would be blank, and it is on the open field to blank, and the police, as I was saying, I was going out. I was working blank, and I walked outside, so I saw two young guys walking down the street on the sidewalk as I was on. Can I clarify a couple things roughly? What time was it? Roughly, I wanted to say 8:40. I mean, not 8:40, but 11:40. Is that what I am first when the first saw the two guys? Yes, the initial thought was that, wow, that's a big dude, because Mr. Brown Mike is initially thought that he was a big guy, and he was tall, and he was stocky built, and that's what he is. And that both walked past me. I took tools with, went into blank. I was outside blank. I got some more stuff, and I looked down in the street, and it seemed like the police car at a slant, and I saw Mr. Brown in the window of the police car look, and it appeared as they were wrestling through the window, and one gunshot had a left off, and Mr. Brown took off running, and his first thought was like, oh my gosh, did I actually just witness the police doing murder? Because it took a while for the police officer to get out of the car and pursue the suspect, and I wondered, so maybe 6 minutes, but it seemed like it was forever. And the first gunshot. So the police officer exited the vehicle with the weapon drawn, pursuing Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown was quite at a distance, and he stopped. When he stopped, he did not get down on the ground or anything. He turned around, and he did some type of movement. I never seen him put his hands up or anything. I didn't recall the motion of what he did. I'm not sure if he pulled his pants up or whatever he did, but I seen some type of motion and him starting going towards the police. And the police officer returned fire. Well, not returned fire, open fire on Mr. Brown. If he had, I guess, the shots and the distance between him and Mr. Brown, it would be 5 or 10 yards, and he shot, and the shots were fired with 4, 5 to 6 shots fired, and Mr. Brown was still standing up. On my thought was, while he was missing this guy this close, he is hitting him, and because Mr. Brown was no reaction from him to show that he was getting hit. After he did that, Mr. Brown then pushed. He stopped running, and he stopped running. The police officer stopped firing, and Mr. Brown started again to charge towards him, and after the police officer returned fire, and not well returned, I was using wrong, I was starting to fire upon him. If I had to guess the rounds that was fired, then it would have been 4 or 5 more rounds, and after Mr. Brown collapsed and fell on the ground. Okay, what happened then? What happened after that, I didn't see. it was Blue, Monaco, a newer make Monaco, and two-door. It was closer to the scene into the apartment and drawn around the apartment, and it came and it stopped at Mr. Brown's friend that he was walking with earlier. I didn't see him. The whole thing that was all going on with the configuring of the police and the shooting and everything. And at the end, Mr. Brown had dropped, and I seen his friend come out of now here and ran across the street and said that, dog, that is just, they just killed him. They just killed him. And he ran the back fields of Canfield, the back field, open field. I must say that also after the confrontation, after the gunshot went, Mr. Brown did run. I thought I heard something. Metal hit the ground, or I'm not sure what it was, but I thought I heard something on the ground, hit the ground. And I went blank to go tell the people that I working with. He said that I was a witness, and I came back out, and they were taping the scene off, and I decided to go, went back and get closer to where the body was, and I stayed down for maybe 10 to 15 minutes, and I down where the scene, and I was blank what happened, and after me telling blank what happened, I'm just hearing that everybody at their side of the story saying, oh, the police officer shot that kid for no reason. He had his hands up, and he was knowing and seeing it actually took place. That wasn't true, and there was a different side to every story. Every side wasn't true, so I felt uncomfortable in the situation, so I decided to walk back blank that I was originally at. And all I wanted to do was walk. Okay, I'm going to go back just to do clarifying questions, okay? So I guess that let's start first off. Who was you working with at that day? I was working for myself, and sure, the occupant name under that was, I was hired by blank. I came in and did a repair. You were at working for blank for the day. No. You were working that kind of blank. Yeah, I was doing blank, yeah. Okay, did you do anything with that work that day? No. Okay, I guess you said that you went in, and then that you said that you went in to tell the people where you were working. Yeah, you had to tell that person that the situation, the residents. Oh, gotcha, okay. Who were the residents there? Like I said, I'm not sure of their names. One was a female and a male. It was blank. And it was blank. Okay, then you can start say what you want to say. Two guys walking down the street, right? Yeah. Do you remember what they were wearing? I'm not mistaken. Mr. Brown was wearing some tan pants, red hat, flip flops, and I might have made him been in some tan shorts. Yeah, it was been the tan shorts because I'm not sure of the color. I know that they are shorts because his socks drew attention because they were bright yellow and black. Look like marijuana leaves on the and the red hat on. And I'm not sure about the shirt. and my friend, his friend was walking. I'm not sure what he was wearing. The only thing that I could pick up from that was what he had, a smaller dreads, and was wearing, looked like some tips of dreads of were dyed, and a little bleach dyed with some water, whatnot. So Michael Brown was one of those that you thought was of yourself and a big guy? Yeah, it is. It is right. Yeah. Okay. So that's that witness account. Let's go to 12. Now, take in mind, they took all this evidence into consideration when they were doing it, and it's important to know that when they were being delivered, when the witnesses were delivering their testimonies, yes, they were under oath. Yes, if they were asked questions, then they were brought back in to finish asking questions. You know what? I mean, this is just sad. See, when I first decided to do this, I didn't have a clue what was going on with the situation with them. And I keep hearing over and over and over again that Mike was big, Mike was this, and Mike was that. It still does not give the policeman, I mean, yeah, he was scared, got it. He could have used his mace. He could have used his baton. He could have used his flashlight. He felt like he was going to get tackled. He thought he was going to get killed. So the only alternative is to shoot him and kill him? It's one thing to get an ass whipping, but it's another thing for you to think that he's gonna kill you. We need to do something about this. What's the solution? There won't be an indictment. There won't be a trial. There won't be justice, but one thing there will be, the people will show their faces. And we believe in the people. The people need to start demanding more than just putting up with mediocrity. I'm George Beverly. This is Sound Off Forums. Next time I see you, next time I hear you, you should be sounding off.